It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound, True Crime Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound, True Crime. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and our special guest of the evening, Edward. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Namaste.
Going good.
Namaste.
Clearly, you've never watched the fucking show before, asshole.
Does everyone have their own like catchphrase or something? Or?
That's Pugs.
That's me.
Yeah.
That carried over from the Horrified. I stole it from Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, we are here tonight.
Well,
to
Dan obviously has a signature. He's not just wearing the hat for no other reason.
He's also registered.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, Pugs. Well, anyways, I don't care.
You're not the only one on the show that's registered today.
Well, we have to keep it anonymous, man.
Well, they don't live in your neighborhood. You're okay. You don't have to introduce yourself to them.
My face or something.
Well. Well, we are here tonight. This is a little bit different. We are talking about the Darth Vader of rape himself, Jeffrey Epstein, and the Netflix documentary Filthy Rich, which I binged in one night. Like, literally, I just couldn't stop. Pugs ended up having me up to, like, I think, like 7 a.m., Pugs. I know it's quarantine. Yeah, I know it's quarantine, and... You know, didn't have to be, but I was like, oh shit, it's like light outside and I'm just finishing this damn doc.
Well, that first episode really draws you in, so I totally understand.
Yeah, no, what was interesting about it is I really didn't know a whole lot about Epstein. Like, where did his money come from? You know, he was kind of a big question mark, but Edward, since you're a special guest in general, what did you think? Did you like this doc? Did it give you everything you were looking for?
Not everything, but I did like it a lot. Looking forward to more. I mean, for example, the people that were involved, not only the Maxwell lady, but the other Eastern European girls, we never even got to know them. Like, where did they come from? How did they get involved and so forth?
Eastern European. You
know, there's still unanswered questions, for sure.
Yeah, it feels like there's a separate doc coming on Maxwell because her father, there was some like fishy shit with him too, that with him dying. And I don't know anything about that, but man, this one, it's just amazing. The first thing, I have so many notes on this, but the first thing that really blows my mind, considering how rich he was, $200?
That is the only crime he should be guilty of. Being a fucking cheap ass. Like, bro, you could have saved all this trouble by adding one more zero. Would you talk for $2,000? A fucking jerk job? I shut the fuck up. I don't see shit.
Hell, he could go a grand and they would have been fine.
But he's a guy. Yeah. He's a goddamn billionaire. What are you doing?
But that's the whole thing. That's part of his downfall. I mean, most rich people are cheap. You know what I mean? So I understand he picked on like the weaker ones, you know, the poorer ones. So $200 was a lot for them.
It was, but
should have been smarter. And
that was his ATM limit.
Yeah. Oh, ask him out. No. Notice like all the girls that were taken advantage of, I shouldn't like quotate the marks. They were taken advantage of. They were not like street smart kids.
They were just,
these predators have an eye, but like if it had been like a little tough black girl, a little Latina girl, motherfucker would have got cut immediately.
or they would have negotiated a better deal.
They would have got it better. Another zero, bro. I know you got it.
Well, one thing about this that I thought was interesting was Lex Wexner, who is kind of heavily implied that he was maybe a lover of Epstein. Yeah. I actually thought that was funny when the guy was egging him on in the interviews, where he's like, "Are you a homosexual?" And you could kind of like just see that
bisexual remark.
Oh yeah. I mean, what do you think was going on there, or was it just as simple as Lex Wexner probably indulged in some shit? Because even later on in other interviews outside the stock, they said there were cameras everywhere on his property, so nothing happened that wasn't on film.
Yeah.
Was Lex Wexner just somebody that indulged in some underage action, and that's all there was to it? Because it still doesn't paint a picture. Like, how did he become a billionaire? Yeah. There is some unexplained shit. Did he just blackmail a lot of people?
Well, that's kind of like the theme that they're talking about, how he was like kind of more of a street smart guy. That, he never really graduated from any school, but then he kind of talked himself into it, and then he started rolling it, you know. He started, kind of like blackmailing people from the start, you know, kind of like sucking up to them, backstabbing them, and so forth.
Yeah, the reason why he got so far is because homeboy that hired him is, he said, he's morally corrupt. Like, he's willing to do the dirty deeds that have to be done to get ahead. And
he had dirt on that guy because he knew, it was a Ponzi scheme. He was straight upset it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just fascinating how this guy goes from where he was to having these relationships with Trump and Clinton and all these different people. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being a fly on the wall on that plane? I hate to be the stewardess. Good God. I mean.
Well, she was probably of age.
Probably.
So safe.
They paid her off.
You know, the strange one for me was that Sarah Ransom, because she didn't fit the MO. She was the one, she was 22. She was the model that was living in Spain. She was the one that was very odd to me. Something felt a little off about her. I don't know if she was more playing him. And I think that's the problem. There were so many girls. At some point, you were going to get played by one of them. And it's amazing that he didn't think at some point, like, maybe I better change this up, because he continued doing that shit even after he knew people were on to him. Like, dude, go somewhere else. Get out of Palm Beach. I don't understand. He's not the mastermind that they made him out to be originally. He did a lot of stupid
shit. I disagree. He did stupid shit for sure. But you're that rich, that powerful. You're used to yes men all around and getting away with shit.
Sure.
Like, little fucking piece of ass ain't gonna get me. Fuck her. And
yeah, he got too comfortable, man.
Absolutely.
That I agree. So.
Where the hell does Kevin Spacey fit in, though? Like, wouldn't he be kind of like the lone dude at the party there? It's like, you know, Jeff, where's the cock, man?
I
mean,
I believe that's provided for it too, but dudes are afraid to come out and like say, like, hey, I got cornholed.
I think Epstein might have done it himself, you know, with him.
You think Spacey and Jeff got it on?
Yeah, man. I mean, you're like in the middle of an orgy and stuff. You know, you don't know what.
Oh, things slip.
What and what? Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh man, it is weird. Fuck you, Todd. it is strange though. Like, it just seems like so many people knew about this. I hope Chris Tucker wasn't raping. He might have been.
You know for a fact he was.
And that's why he went super religious after?
Makes sense.
Only if it would be pretty funny if he was tag teaming somebody with Jackie Chan, though. That might have been a pretty funny scene, but
the girl, you know, Dave, right?
That's how you know Dan's white. He didn't go with Ice Cube.
Well, yeah, that would be funny too. But it's funnier Jackie Chan. He's trying to explain how to dispose of the body. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? But
you know, their lives matter now, Dan. Behave.
I was just, he was there on the island. Oh man. What did you guys think about Prince Andrew? Like the worst liar in the history of liars.
I don't sweat. At that time, I didn't sweat.
And there's pictures of him out there sweating.
Isn't that what killed Bruce Lee?
Actually, yes, it did. This motherfucker didn't have to say a goddamn word. You are from the royal bloodline. Whoever told you, yeah, go ahead. You go and say what you want, or here's a speech. It's the dumbest fucking move ever. You're a duke. Don't say shit.
Yeah, that whole thing. It's like, well, isn't this you here in the picture? It's like, it was like the worst interview. I don't know who that gentleman is, but it's me.
Although I do have to say that bitch saying like, oh, well, how does he remember where it is? How does he know it's upstairs? That's when that got me. I'm like, there's a fucking rail right next there in the photo.
Right.
Relax.
Yeah, I mean, the dude had a fucking rape island, and he still got away with it for years. Do you think, well, before we get deeper into the doc, this is an interesting question. Number one, do you think he's really dead? Do you think he killed himself? If so, I mean, what do you think really happened there at the end? Was he whacked, or did he just find some way to end it? Because that autopsy report doesn't add.
This seems more like a way to end the episode, but we're doing it like the first 10 minutes. Well,
spoiler alert, I'm assuming people know he's dead.
Yeah, I know.
But the fact that he might be Tupac-ing it around town and hanging out with Elvis Presley, which is brand new news to me. I just found that out earlier this week.
What?
So,
Presley?
No. The Epstein body switch.
Oh,
the corpse switch. Okay. I did not know about that.
Yeah, I think we should go into theories at the end, Dan, not like in 10 minutes.
All right.
The guy's not even dead in the timeline we're talking about.
All right. Well, spoiler alert, guys. I'm sorry. He's dead.
I don't mean, yeah, I'm not, I don't care about that part. I mean, I'm just saying that's like a closing part, not a 10 minutes in. Dan, there he goes, busting his load early.
Well, that's it. It happens. It happens. Giselle's looking good. What can I say? I just got a little excited.
I'm also surprised you haven't got to like what he actually paid these girls to do. I figured you'd be all about that nipple twisting.
Yeah, dude. What is it? There's always like something weird with the rich dudes. Like for Harvey Weinstein, it's like, yeah, I'm this big fat dude. I'm going to make these girls watch me shower. And for him, it was like, give me a titty twister. I mean, it was like
as hard as you can. Yeah. I'm only 14. You throw hands.
Yeah, that was funny. The one girl is like, he just had me like violently twist, and I think she even did a hand motion too, which was really not meant to be funny, but
in case you didn't know.
How much do you think Jelaine knows? I mean, obviously, it sounds like she knows everything.
Yeah, she's not in jail. She knows fucking everything. And that's the reason why she hasn't been caught. Or, well, they won't bring her in.
Well, she's in hiding, man. She's somewhere. She's not here in the States.
She is under the conspiracy hat on. She is under the protection of the royal crown at the moment. I guarantee it.
That's who you think's hiding her?
Yep, because of Andrew.
Am I mistaken?
Yeah, but why wouldn't they just Princess Diana at this point? Princess Diana him.
She may have contingencies because, like, no, she's not.
To him, because he's making him look
bad.
Oh,
that's her favorite son. He's just stupid.
That's normally how it is. Dan's his mom's favorite, too.
Makes sense.
Fuck you, Todd. So, you throw me off with that bullshit, Todd. Well, didn't she appear at a cafe somewhere and there was some weird thing where she was like reading a book? Because there's a whole conspiracy that he's Israeli intelligence. And this doc doesn't get into that, but that
I
was like
that. Big,
yeah, the massage.
Who's Israeli intelligence?
Epstein. That he was like blackmailing people for Israel. It's a whole, you can Google it. I mean, didn't really get into it, but yeah, God, I wish I had. It was some weird like book she was reading, like she was sending a message and she was in a cafe. I don't think she's technically wanted for anything, right? I mean,
no, but they're leaving her alone.
She can go wherever the hell she wants, technically. I mean, it's probably not a good idea, but she could go wherever she wants. It's odd. I mean, but again, I go back to Epstein. Like, if he had a tape of Bill Clinton or Trump with an underage girl, I'm sure he could probably get out of almost any trouble he wanted to get out of. I mean, come on.
But at some point, there's going to be too many eyes and too many fingers, and you don't want to risk it. Hey, dude, you got to go. Either you do it yourself, or I'm going to send in Bub.
Man, I just can't see him killing himself. I don't buy it, but we'll get more into that. Todd, what did you think? Because I know you're obviously a big true crime guy too. I mean, what did you think?
Okay, like, it's actually going to go the other thing, but that's
true.
Oh well, maybe it's not nothing that's proven yet. You know,
I think Todd likes him older though.
Yeah,
alleged.
The more struggle, the better.
Or fight.
What do you consider old?
What do you consider old?
I won't do my favorite E40 rap lyric. I'll save that for later.
You need strong hands to twist your nips, Todd. That's your thing. Fully.
Hey, what was your question? I don't know where we're going now.
Yeah, Todd. God damn it! You heard that, and then you got
no. I don't know what it was.
Get off the dark web. We're doing a show, fool. All right.
How many bitcoins do you have, Dan?
Did this live up to your expectations? I learned quite a bit. Like I said, I've heard a couple conspiracies about him, but I didn't know anything. I was hoping to hear more about his parents, though.
I watched a Dateline or a 2020 on Hulu probably about 4 months ago. So it was a lot of this information, but less fleshed out. Which, if you don't have the time, just throw that one on. But I think this one was much better. A lot more details. I forget the girl's name. The one that I had doubts with was the blonde one.
Which, they're all blonde.
No, yeah, I was going to say most are.
Is it the one towards the end? I think that's one Dan has a problem with, Victoria.
Haley Robson, the one that is kind of like one of the main faces. I think she's the artist now. Is that who you're talking about?
No.
There was the one with the kid.
I think it might have been.
Yeah, the one with the
kid. I don't know. I just, it seems like she was like okay with it. I don't know. I think
mutually beneficial. If you work it right.
I think that's the one.
I mean, he's a pretty creepy dude. Like, I don't quite get how they found, like, the porn, the child porn, after all of that. Like, he knew they were onto him. Why wasn't that shit gone?
Okay, easy answer. He thought he was above the law. That's, like, everything about him. I mean, there's everything you're like, oh, well, why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why didn't he change his MO? It's all because he thought he was above the law. And for the most part, he was up until the end.
Yeah. In the doc, they talked about how much he donated to the local police department so they can leave him the fuck alone.
What did you...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Towards the end, they said that during that time, he was in Europe a lot. So then when he came back, he had no idea they were investigating him. And as soon as he got here, that's when they got that warrant to check his... They arrested him, and then they got the warrant to go to his house.
Yeah, it's interesting after. I really feel if social media, because what was that? That was like 2005, where it felt like things were really starting to fall apart for him slowly, obviously. But I think if social media were a bigger thing at that point, I think he would have been nabbed a lot earlier. But, you know, the story didn't, I don't think I knew who Jeffrey Epstein was back in 2005 or 2006. I seriously doubt I even heard the name. I mean, the Vanity Fair article. Now that is interesting, where the reporter, they actually got the guy to take out basically everything from the report. And holy shit. I mean, he's kind of his own one man mob boss. Like, he puts the fucking cat head in the guy's garden. I mean, that cat was somebody.
I will cut off your pussy if you continue this investigation.
That was just amazing how he was able to shut people up. I mean, those days I think are far long gone now, but...
You think so? I don't think so. I still think it's going to go on. Plenty.
I don't think you could do what Epstein did now. Not on that scale. I mean, I'm not saying there's not powerful people doing shit, but you're probably, right afterwards, you're
doing a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, worse shit, but I don't think you're surviving it.
I think the ones currently doing it might be on the West Coast now, and I'm not saying anyway. I'm just talking about the Hollywood folk.
Hollywood, I don't think shit is happening, Todd. Can you imagine right now? They don't even do nudity in Hollywood movies.
I just hear there's less.
Not on film.
I just hear there's less roles for white women.
Oh,
hard out there.
See, I just didn't do that.
I don't. He has to point it out.
I know.
Well, it didn't make any sense otherwise. I had to point it out. It was funny. But
I always talk about it. It's like alluding to something, not Dan.
All that one. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So also the fact that he uses the same MO, it's always the massage shit.
Yeah.
That's what gets him off. That's what he likes.
He fucked up on that. I think he should have changed his routine. I think, you know, the whole pyramid theme, I understand that, but he should have like taken a break and then done something else.
But if that's what makes him shoot the most ropes, why not?
It just a massage. Like I'm pretty sure when I was 14, if somebody was coming to me and like saying, it's like, oh, I'll give you $200 for a massage, I think I'm smart enough to know what massage.
You're like, fuck yeah, that's the Al Adamson set. I'm in. You got a buddy? I need four. And Gamera set's coming out.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, I'm not blaming them because of the age, but like then when they started like getting their friends, it's like, Jesus Christ.
That's fucked up. See, at that point, I'm like, you know what? You know what you're doing, man. So,
yeah.
Does it register to a 14-year-old, though?
Yeah, see, that's where I'm with, too.
Well,
we went to high school together. You remember how retarded everybody was? Like, I can see this happening. I said everybody. We were pointing out these dum-dums all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, look, Mark.
Well, yeah, but still, like, the fact that so many people went along with that is like, hey, it's $200. You just got to twist this weird old dude's nipples for an hour. I mean,
that's the thing. I think it should have been on Front Street. Hey, homie, you got to jerk this dude off for $200. It's a little weird, but $200.
Really a little weird. Yep.
You gotta sell it too. Like, you also get $200.
And also, Jelaine was in on it too. That I didn't realize. I thought I don't know if she was even like in a legit girlfriend or if that was just sort of his cover.
She was just interested in that guy. Like, talking back, you know how like her dad, she grew up rich, but then her dad lost it all and all that, so she wanted a replacement, a quick one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and you know. She bought into it. It's like, as long as I'm rich, I'll do anything. That type of behavior. You know?
How much money do you think she has left at this point? I mean, I'm sure they had shit hidden all over the place. Mama? But no, Todd, I'm not like.
I am.
But she's also suing his estate as well. For defame and all that. That's what I read somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Dude, he fucked the victims, though, by spreading his wealth around. That's wow, one last, I know that one last big fuck you.
Fuck you. That's right. That's
yeah, I don't think anybody's probably going to get any of that money, unfortunately. I mean, I don't know technically what he had. That's the weird thing. Like, how much exactly can you blackmail people out of without a paper trail? Because, I mean, they said like over $1 billion at one point, right? So, like, at some point, well, even
depending on how they acquired the money, too. If they're doing illegal shit, it's like, hey, I just want to skim off the top. There's nothing
Bitcoin
to it.
Bitcoin fool.
oh man. And then also the whole teacher thing. I felt bad for that guy. Like, that guy seemed legit where he's like, yeah, if I had just exposed him, maybe none of this would have ever have happened. They didn't do a lot. I can't remember the guy's name, but the one that caught him for fabricating his resume. Like, you could tell, like, that guy's like, holy shit, if I just reported him like I should have, there's a good chance he probably never would have become Epstein as we know him. That was...
I do believe him, but there's also a chance he could be overselling too, because maybe Epstein threw him like a 9-year-old every now and again.
Well, not at that. That was the 70s. I think that was before he got into the underage trafficking.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
when did you first talk about
into it? Fuck you, Todd.
How do you know I was talking to you, fucker?
Well, of course you're looking right at me. I can even tell through the camera. Even through the camera, Todd.
His own private camera. He's on you, Todd.
He sure as hell, though, like from 76 to I think it was 86 when the Lex Wexler stuff started. He grew quite a bit in that decade. I mean, he went from, you know, like low-level pedo to just like top of the food chain in a
mature level.
God damn it, Todd. All right. So, Todd, tell me more. What are you going to be buying beachfront property in Palm Beach soon?
Is there an over 18 section? Then I have no problems. And you know what? No, that's not the same. I'll pass.
Oh, you know there's going to be, like, people going to the cops like, yeah, he just made me, like, watch Last House on the Left. And then he was, like, and pinch his nipples and, like, call him Hess. And...
How do you make someone pinch your nipples and they're trying to fight you off? Explain that one.
Hey, you're a talented guy, Todd. You explain it to me.
You play him like a fucking
we're gonna
puppet.
We're going to go to upstate New York to do it. We're going to do it in the proper location. There's no last housing in Florida. Well, I'm sure there is. But
pinch my nipples, piss your pants.
There is a last house on the beach.
There Rip is.
Off. There is. They're Ray Lovelock. So there you go, Todd. You're,
Edward, have you looked in the property? Where this is more allowed?
No, I still conduct business on the West Coast. So.
Harry Reid.
Oh, man. Where is the Weinstein doc now, though? That's what I want. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, like his quick cameo was fucking awesome. We need more of this. Maybe this is like the hidden pilot for the Weinstein doc.
How involved do you think he was with Epstein?
Well, highly involved, I think, man. I mean, they both kind of like ran like a similar, you know, scheme or whatever. And I think they were like paid off. Like, hey, I feel like youngins this time around. And then, you know, he'll pass him over. And then, hey, you know, I got this gorgeous, you know, early 20 blonde. And then he'll pass him up, you know. So, yeah.
At the very least, they exchange notes.
Yeah, it's like I'm picturing like the call. It's like, I shouldn't have masturbated into that plant, Jeff. I think it'll come back on.
There's this goddamn bitch, Rose McGowan.
She got into that hot tub on her own free will.
I don't know, Jeff. I think she's off her fucking meds. Having a hard time.
Yeah, oh, well, man.
If she was wearing that green sweatshirt from Scream, I get it. So I'll let that one go.
That's fucked up, Todd.
I do want to play I Spit on Your Garage.
Makes her like put on like the gun from Planet Terror. Just I don't know. It's like a I don't know how that works, but
Man wants to get pegged, in other words.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
That's messed up. That's
you're messed the one up. I wanted to put on that gun.
I thought you know, funny. If you're gonna make Rose McGowan role play, it's gonna be from Planet Terror. You know, so man, do you think they ever like, can you imagine a party just those two? I mean, how many, who has the highest count between Epstein and Weinstein?
Oh, like, I would go Epstein. Yeah.
You guys think so?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because he's got youngins and he's got them like an army of them, dude.
And yeah. They're just recruiting and recruiting.
Yeah. Pyramid scheme, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know. I got to go with the fat guy. Maybe because I'm fat too. I don't know.
we all just want to believe that he'd win.
I'm a Fatty Arbuckle guy, so. Yeah, the...
Edward, do you know the story of Fatty Arbuckle?
No, I do not.
Oh,
we'll save that.
Okay.
The OG Weinstein. the first.
I'm gonna pull bullet point facts on that one.
Oh, cool.
I guess
Epstein would because of the travel situation, but I don't think it was too far off from Harvey.
Can you imagine what happened in like Thailand?
I want to see them hang out together. Like, what does that person look like after they're done? If they like double teams like a child, it's terrible.
Oh god damn, dude!
That's like saying, you think it didn't happen? Like Edward's getting hard over there. What's I'm that? Sure.
But yeah, man, I'm sure that person either they were really fucked up or dead. You know?
I mean, yeah.
I just feel like. Yeah. Weinstein's cosplaying Jabba the Hutt, and I don't know, Epstein's like that little creature that sits there and just laughs at what's going on. That's the only thing I can think of.
Salacious Crumb.
There you go.
Alright, I'm not a Star Wars nerd. Alright, Salacious Crumb. There you go.
But if it was it's his Pride Month, it's fine.
I look, Africa, 2002, that was the trip. Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker and Epstein in Africa. That
doesn't
had
that sound
to be
like the start of a bad joke.
It does. According to that girl, nothing happened, but I beg to differ, man. I think
to her, probably.
Well, I mean, I don't think she wants to admit it because of because of his death. Now she probably thinks, you know, the theory is like, okay, well, these people that got him killed allegedly are still around. So if I say something, then I'm gonna get whacked too, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much. I mean, they can afford a lot more than $200 to have somebody take you out. You think if Chris Tucker was doing, I'm not saying he was, but you think he was his character from Fifth Element where he's just like walking in? Just touching
you know
a
what?
Bunch of
that
pain.
Would make it okay. On the plane, he better have been like,
oh, on the plane, yeah.
Well, just, isn't he doing... just like. Isn't he doing his version of Michael Jackson in that?
No, that's Rush Hour.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, that works too.
Yeah.
Who is he caricaturing in Fifth Element? I forget. Was it Prince?
To a degree.
I think Prince mixed with Bowie. Just like.
Well, I think that's when that was originally supposed to go to Prince, but that's a whole different thing.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Awesome. I'd have to look it up, but that was originally someone else.
Okay.
He wouldn't have been as good, though. I don't
Fuck
think.
You.
You know, how you do you know Prince, it was something that didn't happen?
Prince is the greatest of all time.
But not the greatest
if Prince,
actor. Of all
if it came out Prince went and raped time. A dozen women, I'll use the Michael Jackson argument. Motherfucker made Purple Rain. And there were some casualties. We're cool.
Damn, Todd.
Cosine.
God, it's a fucked up show if I'm actually like the face and you're the heels. Jesus Christ.
Well, you got to look good when they come for you. So
you're just playing it cool, Dan.
Oh, and they also name dropped Woody Allen. That I thought was interesting. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. All the pervs, man, all together. Yeah. Dude. That seems like a fun party.
For real. You know who they did not mention at all?
Bryan Singer?
John Travolta?
Well, Travolta. Travolta had the massage thing too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he learned it?
Yeah, allegedly. They're about the same age. Allegedly.
I don't know what the Scientologist coming after you.
They're filming you outside your house right now, Todd. Don't even have a mask on. There's one not far from my house, the center, a big one, that I still want to get like an alien mask and just walk in and see how long it takes for me to get tackled and taken out of there. But
I'm going to go with before you hit the building.
Three steps off the short bus.
You don't think I'd get inside?
Oh, no. I know you wouldn't hit the L.A. one. I don't know about the one in Georgia. You'd get sniped as soon as you got close.
Oh, man. Going back to, like, some of the victims that they actually interview, which is only, like, five, roughly, that you really hear a whole lot from. It is kind of amazing how he was able to figure out, like, exactly what their situations were, essentially. Because, you know, you just think, like, definitely in the hundreds of girls that he had to have done this to, and not one, like, you know, exposed him. You know, I think even the one where the parent found out, that was just, what did they find, like the money or something she bought? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was the amount of money, and then they asked her, and then she, like, fessed up, and then they filed the report. But at that point, I think he had some of the police in his pocket already, so that's why they kind of ignored it.
It's still strange, man, though. Like, if that were me, I'd, like, make an appointment with them. I'd hide in that car with my shotgun, and boom. That's it for old Jeff. But, yeah, just somehow, I guess he figured out, like, who he could get away with it with. And, oh, man. And then the Acosta shit, man. Like, talk about a creepy looking pedo. I mean, that dude is like the stuff of nightmares. And trying to explain some of this shit, I mean, like,
his defense was pretty weak for being a goddamn attorney. Like, oh, I just wanted to make sure he got some time. Dude, you have him dead to rights. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, I was going to say he'd be doing plenty of time. It made no fucking sense. And again, I mean, fuck, he had work release for 12 hours a day for 6 days a week. That fucker probably barely even slept in that jail. And they said it was like a fucking Holiday Inn. He got like special food and everything. Like, he wasn't in jail. That's why I don't think he killed himself, because he probably would have lived pretty well in prison.
He could have, or maybe his free ride was over.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's a combination of everything. So going back to his, you know, circle of friends, Weinstein, that was the main guy where all this hashtag Me Too started happening. So when he fell down, then Cosby and everyone else, all in domino effect, right? So he was the main guy that had a lot of dirt on everyone. And I think it was just, you know, the powers that be, you know, all got together and like, yeah, let's just whack this guy. So that's one theory I believe in. I've heard of the, you know, the double body switching thing. That's just really elaborate, man. I want to think that they whacked him. And in Pug's favor, he believes that Clinton whacked him.
The Clinton crime family. Yeah.
He knew about Hillary's
pizza parlor. I like the fact you said whack them, because he likes to get whacked off, so makes perfect sense. The one last whack.
Another thing they didn't show in this, did you see his fucking, like, cellmate? It was like Batista, like, ate Batista. I mean, it was like, what the fuck? I mean, the dude was like a fucking, like, mammoth. I mean...
Like, dude, I'll give you $1 million on your fucking books if you just leave me alone.
Or maybe they put him with him for his protection. He was the one, like, fucking anyone up who got near him.
That could be, too.
That's a good point. I mean,
and got the money on his books.
I mean, Michael Bodden, who is, like, he fucking knows his shit, said, like, he couldn't have broken that bone the way they said he killed himself. And then... that high profile and the cameras don't work.
And everyone's asleep. It's a perfect storm of bullshit. But you know, guys know I've said it on the show before. I watched Sean Atwood like a lot on my lunch breaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. He had one of his ex-cellmates show like how would you kill somebody with this, and I guess they have some type of cord, and it's like I don't remember exactly, but it was like real quick, and he's dead. Mm-hmm. So I do believe there's a possibility that they sent someone in, but. I believe they sent someone in. I believe he could have choked himself out, but the way it looks, I think he was strangled.
You believe he's really dead?
Yes, I do believe he's dead. But I like the theory that he's not. That's kind of cool.
I like that theory too, but I think he's dead.
Yeah. But have you seen the photos of they trace over his nose?
The nose is different.
Like cricket, and then like the ear lines are different. I'm like, you guys are getting way into this. I would have never even thought to check. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, something happened that we're not privy to. I don't think he was able to kill himself the way they said. I mean, I just it doesn't make sense to.
The one thing with that is they had one expert on to talk. I'm not formulating my opinion on one person. I mean, look at recent stuff right now. Two experts, two completely different opinions on other stuff. Your issue's always been with, you don't think he the type of person to kill himself. I'm not saying how, or if it was like someone else killed him or not. I think it's very possible. Like, he was like, well, there's nothing else I can do. My money's not going to save me. I don't want to be stuck in here forever. And now you're like, well, it was like a Holiday Inn. How are fucking you white people doing right now being stuck in your rooms? I'm just saying.
I think number one, all hope probably wasn't lost for him yet. I mean, again, that kind of money, the shit he probably had. I don't know, but it could be an ego thing. Like, did he want to sit through the trial where everybody's kind of essentially talking shit to him? Because, oh man. Oh, the egg. When the dude was grilling him and he started talking about, like, said that you had an egg-shaped penis. That's like the one time. Like, even Patrick Bateman's, like, breaking a little bit there. You can kind of see it in his face. They said it was weird, and it was like, and then the dude was like, you could tell he was not happy.
Was that the question that made him get up? Remember there's one question?
It was all your notes right after that.
And you didn't write that one down.
No, it was something about the they kept asking him about the minor sex.
Oh yeah, do you like sex with minors? Well, yeah, they kept that's
repeating
what
it, but like in different variations away, and then you just got fed up with it.
The three 12-year-olds from France or something that apparently.
Oh yeah, the best gift ever.
Sidebar, yeah. At first, when I was watching the documentary, I'm like, okay, they started with the 17-year-old. I'm like, okay, I'm not that impressed. And the 14-year-old, I'm like, getting better. And then finally, when the 3 12-year-olds, like, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, more of these stories. What else? More of these.
there's probably some really fucked up shit, because you know certain countries, I mean.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain countries he probably went to where there's, like, some pretty, like, horrific shit that goes beyond, like, what he did with the massage stuff. You know, I mean, probably the creepiest, although not mentioned in this, although I'm sure there has to be a connection with all the pervs kind of knowing each other, but, like, Jimmy Savile, I know. Yeah, like, you look into that one, like, I don't know. I didn't hear anything from Epstein that was quite that horrific, but for all this international traveling, I have a feeling there was some like Serbian film sort of shit that was probably being done that unfortunately probably whoever was involved is dead. But man.
Egg-shaped penis?
That's all they like identify him. He's got like a mask. It's like egg-shaped penis. Just talking to the cops. Who plays Epstein? Because you know a movie's coming. Todd says his answer will upset me. So
I don't know why. You never like mine. You're always like, oh, I don't think so. No matter what it is, well, mine is.
Hold on, let's let Edward go first.
Okay. I'm still thinking about it, man. So y'all go first.
Okay. Todd, you want to go first or shall I?
Yeah, I see Ben Stiller being able to do it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It'll be his serious role. It can be his Oscar role. You know, they
all want it to be a dark comedy. The darkest comedy.
And he did Cable Guy, so you have that.
Jim Carrey.
Dark
Jim
like
Carrey
that.
Would be pretty good, too. But yeah. Ben Stiller's fucking.
No, it has to be a Jew.
It could be Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's like just gets
not a Canadian. I don't want a Canadian.
Starts talking with his ass at the victims. I mean, it could work.
See, I was gonna go with Jim Carrey's buddy Jeff Daniels or Daniel Stern.
I like Daniel Stern. Just give him the right haircut.
But once again, is that a dark comedy or like a drama? Because I don't see.
Well, Jeff Daniels could do both.
Well, yeah. But I don't really see him as an Epstein role though.
Have you seen his HBO show? What the fuck was it called? Yeah.
He could do it. Although Ben Stiller, I can actually
Ben
picture.
Stiller, I can see that a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's why. So
immediately when Dan asked, that's what came in my head. I thought Dan was going to get me. I can't remember who some of the casting was. Oh, they're too old. They can't do it. Or no, you didn't like Tara Reid as
Oh, Carol Baskin?
Yeah.
I don't. She's not a good actress. She's not going to get that scuzziness.
Have to be.
Yeah,
neither was she. She's cringy. Just alone.
No, why don't you get Julianne Moore to play Carol Baskin?
There
that
you
works.
She can play. So she can play Epstein. She could be Epstein. She could play 2020.
She's Ghislaine. She can play Ghislaine Maxwell.
There you go.
All right, if I have to choose one, fuck it. I'll go with Hugh Grant. Okay. I know he's not American, but still.
He can do the accent. He can do American.
And he's been busted for sex crimes, too. Yeah. So
he'll probably pass on that project.
They had an interview once, like 15 years later, and it was so funny. Because somehow the host like made a joke about it. He's like, yeah, I was like 20 years, and I still can't live that blowjob down. he just totally acknowledged it, too, which was funny. Man.
What about Chris Tucker in Whiteface? Since he knows the guy.
He's got to be in there somewhere. I'm going to say, and man, this is such a cliche answer, but he's so fucking good in everything. Sam Rockwell.
That's what he picks. Dan picks up for every fucking thing.
I know.
But I can't argue because Sam Rockwell is a fucking man.
Okay, I'm gonna do a different one. Who would you cast in the Jeffrey Epstein Lifetime biopic?
Oh, we need Stamos. A C-lister. too smooth. Stamos I don't know. He projects evil, but.
I'm going with oddball casting on this one. I'm going with David Spade.
He's not going to do a Lifetime.
I know. He might be a little too. He's B, but it's a big Lifetime movie. I'm expecting them to pay the extra bucks.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I kind of love that. But he's still in hiding. He can't come back. So.
How did nobody say Charlie Sheen then? I mean,
oh fuck, winning!
and seriously though, we have to be getting a Lifetime biopic, right? I mean, they should be already cranking this shit out.
It's just delayed, but yeah, you're gonna have like
get a Weinstein biopic or Lifetime one,
not yet.
You know who could really slay it if you wanted more of a B-lister type for a Lifetime kind of movie? C. Thomas Howell.
Hmm. Yeah. House,
great right? actor.
That's no, Soul Man, come on.
Oh, shit.
Soul Man.
Yeah,
my bad. Well,
and if you watch Criminal Minds, he plays like a recurring villain on there. He, I could see him doing it. I don't know if he exactly looks like Epstein, but they could get him close enough.
I've seen the Lifetime movies. They don't. It doesn't matter.
For a Lifetime, I would have to pick that guy, Gallagher guy, the one with the bushy eyebrows. He's in the OC.
Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, that's actually a good one.
Yeah, he. I could. He's Yeah, he's probably the right age. I mean, you basically need somebody that can play him from 86 to, I don't know if they go into the like school stuff. That feels like that would be more of a
opening credits
narration kind of thing. And yeah, I feel like you'd pick him up with the Lex Wexman stuff, and that's where he been a very short period of time. I know you've all seen the video of him and Trump, but did you see the extended one where they're showing Trump like dancing with all the chicks?
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. Todd, you got to Google it. I mean, Trump's like just sitting there, like just full on going for it. And it's hilarious.
White boy rhythm.
I like, oh man.
That Bill offends Clinton, Dan. Though,
that's fucked up. Bill Clinton is the funniest one. It's like, oh, you know, I don't really know him. And then it's like he flew with them like almost 40 times in his private jet.
He keeps
I thought he was the pilot.
Oh, man. Is that that weird guy that was in the back room and there was all that screaming? I don't know what that was.
I was up here jamming on my sex.
Drowning out the screams. I don't know. I just aggressively wrestling that kid. I don't know what was going on.
I know one day we get a doc on the Clinton crime family. That's what Sean. That's how Sean Antwood refers to them. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. And then I started like watching his videos on there, and then doing some research, but not a lot, because like I don't put my tinfoil hat on all the time. But like some of that shit's fucked up and interesting. Yeah.
What's interesting about him is he's not like a political guy, so him like he goes after everyone. So his videos are interesting. I don't know like
what his Meat Rat Boy episodes are fucking heartbreaking.
Oh Jesus, those are brutal.
Edward, have you seen those? Mm-mm. I'll send you the link.
You need to. Yeah, where he visited the one in the hospital. Jimmy Savile was like, I mean, he was worse than Epstein. I mean, because that fucker was like a pain person. I don't think Epstein was necessarily a paying person, but oh man, Savile, like some of that shit, like, oh, that was an evil motherfucker. He was like raping like retarded kids in like hospitals. I mean, he was
in charge of one. So he had as many holes as he can fill.
God damn, Bugs. Wow. Who plays Maxwell? I feel like you need a really evil chick to pull that off.
What's her ass? She's probably old as shit now. Fuck. What's Liam Neeson's ex girlfriend, the one that wrote in her book that he's got the cock of an Avion bottle?
Well, I was gonna say not his wife because she's dead.
She's dead.
Fuck that model. She was a model. Hold on, I'll look it up.
He dated Helen Mirren, but she's like in her 70s. I mean, good. I mean, she still looks decent, but.
So we're picking the Gillian for Lifetime or for movie?
Just anyone. Whoever you want. We need to do this as a flesh wound feature, Todd. It makes sense, Todd. You're going to be Weinstein. So
not before Weinstein or Fatty. This is the third in my list.
It's money limits, Todd. We can't do a period piece and make it look like it's in the 20s.
We'll do it like we'll do it modernized.
Or, you know, if Selma Blair can stay still long enough, she could do it. Jesus. I'm sorry, Selma. I fucking love you.
She looks like it, and she's a good actress. She actually does look like her now.
I have two picks, okay? If it's more of a dramatic role, I would like to see Gal Gadot in that role. Mm. If it's more of a dark comedy, what's her name? Winona Ryder.
Oh, there you go.
Here, I'm gonna fuck. Okay, I don't know when we're releasing this episode, but I'm gonna make Pug sad. You know, you're supposed to be getting ready to go see, or should be currently watching right now.
Yes. Okay. I'd be with this asshole.
Okay, there you go.
Oh man,
what's his horse name? Fuck.
I don't know. I mean, He dated Dana Delaney, I think, at one point. Like, I don't keep tabs on Liam.
Off the top of your head, name like all the women Liam Neeson dated. That's like five times more than I could name.
I Googled who did Liam Neeson fuck.
Apparently.
6 degrees. Where did you see that though? Like porn up. Janice Dickinson, motherfucker.
Oh yeah. She's,
that's what I'm thinking of.
She's legit accuser. Cosby, yeah. He tried with her. I don't know if he actually did.
She accused him of raping on it.
Wasn't Janice Dickinson on one of those like
reality shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was also on Apprentice too. It's all connected.
Well, if you go with Selma Blair, you have Charlie Sheen connection too.
Oh, there you go. It is funny now to go back and watch the Apprentice shit because like Kathy Griffin was on there and you know where that went and like there were all sorts of like celebs on there that were wow.
I can't remember what it is, but there's like a really good Penn Jillette story from when he was on it. Cause there was like, cause Penn would just like to talk to him, but he says like basically that it's not that he liked him, but he could tell there was something that like he just wanted something to hear. Off? Yeah. He wanted to hear what he was saying. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's how I feel all the time when I come around creepy dudes. This is why I pay attention to Dan.
That's messed up. Well, thank you, Pugs. But man, just the whole thing. I'm probably the big conspiracy theorist on here. I don't think he's dead. I think he probably
does. He had a hat to keep... and have a beard now.
Like they're like horror movies.
If he filmed, obviously he's got some of these people on tape. I don't know. I'd love to know where the tapes are. That's probably
what you're waiting for. I know you'd love to know where the tapes are.
You want
to
see these tapes?
But you want a best of.
But if you can't tell me if you're like a Clinton, Trump, whatever, maybe a bunch of them. Like holy shit! Like this dude's got pictures of us. They could absolutely pay off a few cops and, you know, work out some Twitch situation.
Here's the whole thing with all these big conspiracy bullshit. Wouldn't it just be easier for them to go, like, wipe the tapes?
But then where are you going to drink it to?
He could have copies of those anywhere.
No. I don't know.
Literally no way.
But the ones the authorities had that were already in police custody, wouldn't it be easier just to go wipe those?
But and then it's a... they're the pawns. Oh yeah, you deal with them while we are over here doing the big shit. So they're expendable.
Yeah, but no, my theory is, but if people are worried about the footage getting out, the footage is already. So
wouldn't those be on a hard drive though too?
Isn't that tampering with evidence though?
Yeah, no, he'll have multiple areas to hide, like multiple drives. You know what I mean? Like. Let's go back.
But I mean,
I think Todd's talking about like they already have the evidence in their possession. So after they watch it, just destroy it, right?
That's all.
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is, if like we're talking about all these powerful people that are afraid of it getting out, and that's why he got whacked or didn't get whacked, the fact that the footage is already somewhere, shouldn't that be the priority? And like,
I think.
If you're okay,
what you're saying,
if
but
they
I
have
really
the
think...
footage and Bill Clinton's on there boning some 12-year-old, wouldn't the priority be get rid of that over let's kill Epstein?
Yes, but the fact if Epstein gets convicted and he's like, well, I got nothing to lose, he can just Tekashi 6ix9ine everybody. He fucked him. She fucked her.
That and also multiple like areas where like that wasn't his whole entire stash.
That dude,
the people in his ring, like all the females that helped him lure the females, the other girls, like they probably have access to different things too, you know what I mean? So
copies could be anywhere and there's nothing they could do about that. He had so much money. I mean, and he's to a degree he's smart. I don't know why he didn't just pay more money or just go to fucking Thailand where I don't know what
the age. I'm Jewish.
I was going to say I'm surprised Dan has not called that out yet.
That's racist, Bugs.
It's a stereotype. I'm not calling him like the hard K. I'm just saying they're known to be cheap.
That's fucked up.
I didn't say I agree with it.
Yeah. Dan just laughing like a nervous schoolgirl.
Later on, he's like, yeah, Bugs, drop those bombs.
Bleep it.
Bleep it.
But he also could have gone to countries where, because it seemed to be in the 14 to 16 range.
What countries are those, Dan?
There are a lot of countries where it's like, you could be like,
oh, I know which one.
It's legal. I don't know. I would assume Thailand. I don't want to offend anybody from Thailand. I would assume it's probably
legal. I just wanted to know your vacation list.
That's fucked up.
Thailand. Are there any light-skinned children in these countries? Because he didn't seem to play in the mud too often.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. I'm surprised he didn't pick like Latinas. But once again, I think you mentioned it, like about the whole attitude. Yeah, so
yeah,
the
purple, you know.
Yeah, I man, just the scope of it still amazes me. I kind of wonder, like, when was he powerful enough to make this start? Like, when did he start? Like, because I don't think in the 70s.
80s.
When he was
in the free love in the 70s, yeah, I'm pretty sure it started in the 70s.
I don't think he had enough money though to do it.
No, I think they mentioned he was always like, one of those good looking guys or whatever. It's like, you know, popular and stuff. So he always had like attention from females. But I'm saying like in the 80s, because there was, you know, the decade of like excess. So I think that's when he got more into like younger and younger and just, you know, do orgies and so forth.
It's amazing the amount of coke he had to have done that his dick even still worked. I'm like, because I mean, this shit went on till like not that long ago. So it's
well,
amazing.
They also have erectile dysfunction pills that he probably popped in
while he's watching like Nickelodeon. That's another weirdo that didn't pop up in this. And I never remember his name, but the guy that created a bunch of those like Nickelodeon shows, like,
I think he ran Nickelodeon, didn't he?
He was like, I mean, responsible for like 10 of their top hits. And it's funny, if you look up, I can't think of his name right now, but really creepy fat dude. And the rumor was
that guy?
Yeah, he got like the
one shows too. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, he had like a foot thing, because there's like weird like stuff with like tickling feet throughout all of these shows. And it's they were even airing like a creeper reel on him, like stuff that like in these shows. And he supposedly got the one girl, the rumor is that he got the one girl pregnant that went kind of schizo, and I can't think of her name.
Amanda Bynes.
There you go.
He's responsible for her turning in Lindsay Lohan?
Well, there's rumors, allegedly.
Nice.
I think he only just recently like ended up kind of leaving Nickelodeon, because shit was out about him and he was still making shows because they hadn't, you know, proved anything. But he's like one of those ones you just look at. Yep, he did it.
Dude, his name is Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, you Google Dan Schneider and it's like, yeah, that dude's touched some kids. Allegedly. In my opinion, allegedly.
Do you want me to talk about the railroaded promising young comedian Fatty Arbuckle now?
Go for it. School us, Todd.
All right. Well, real quick, I'm trying to cherry pick some information. Well, basically he was a comedian, you know, comedic actor in the 20s. Worked with Charlie Chaplin, I believe, a lot. And there was a party. Hold on, let me find the scandal part. There was a party in September 5th, 1921, where it's been a few years. There was a party, and there was a girl who was a little loose, we'll say that. And there's conflicting stories, but the long and short of it is, at a party, they went into another room to have sex, and he collapsed on her and killed her. he was a large man.
Get in my belly.
And then he was convicted of murder. He was actually acquitted, but it ruined his career.
So that's he had a comeback.
No.
I thought you were going to tell the ice.
Well, story. I was telling the basic story first.
Okay. You're doing he the did BG,
not have,
right?
He did not have a comeback, but he did direct pictures, I want to say under a different name, for Charlie Chaplin until he died. So, but I mean, that wasn't public knowledge back then. There was no fucking Wikipedia in 1920.
IMDb. I want someone to make that fucking story. I think it'd be fantastic.
But there's like there's stories like, well, like I guess in the party, like it was either there's stories that it was like a champagne bottle that you know they're putting in your cooch. That other ones are ice cubes.
They're Coca-Cola bottle.
Coca-Cola, that's what it was, not champagne. Yeah. Coca-Cola bottle. Sorry. Oh shit, what was it? I mean, and she had like a whole the first trial. Yeah, there was 1, 2, 3 trials till it finally happened. But like she had psychiatric issues. She shouldn't have been drinking in the first place. I mean, they tried to say it was rape and all this other stuff, but if you read about the case, it doesn't seem like it. But it's just, yeah.
So he's one of our heroes along with Harvey.
And you know what? If all this didn't happen, can you imagine a Harvey Weinstein produced Fatty Arbuckle film biopic?
He's finally going to get behind in front of the camera instead of being behind the camera.
Well, we already have the Harvey Weinstein biopic produced by himself.
Hey, you know, Harvey survived Corona.
You're not even ask what? You're not.
I was about to.
Okay. You don't know what it is?
I don't think I do.
Scream 3.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I wonder if Harvey was like, yes, this is the greatest fucking script I've ever read.
Dude, Wes Craven and oh, fuck, what's his name?
Lance Hendrickson?
No, the writer.
Oh, Kevin Williamson.
Kevin Williamson,
one of the greatest of all time. He's like, I'm going to give it to this fat fucking pervert. He's like, I love it. Make it.
is that the script that he wrote to try to get out of it?
Right? He's like, really? You didn't get it?
All right. Oh,
hey, man. Wes, it got greenlit. This fucking guy don't understand.
I don't give a shit. Just throw Jay and Bob in there somewhere.
That's Kevin Smith, right?
Weinstein's probably the ballsiest, though, man. He got away with a lot more than Epstein. I mean, shit.
Okay, like you're actually hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. There was a difference. Harvey was taking advantage of his place of power versus.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's
minor sex.
But he never got busted. And I mean, he's like fucking masturbating into a plant.
Yeah, but
I
mean, this was the loudest secret around Hollywood, though. Everyone poked at it.
Yeah.
But no one had the balls. Like, hey, this fucker's following everybody.
Why did Brad Pitt not beat the shit out of him when he found
threatened
out about
to?
Belt? He threatened to, but like, you know.
He's also was still one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood.
Yeah, but Brad Pitt probably could have like just beaten the shit out of him, and nothing would have happened to Brad Pitt. It would have been like, all right, I shouldn't have tried.
Wouldn't have been Brad
Paltrow.
Pitt.
You don't know what year are we talking about, Dan? Yeah, if it was like
it was with Paltrow,
this
so
was
it had
seven.
To be
it was on
97, 98. Yeah, I think the difference between Epstein and Weinstein is that Weinstein took advantage of, you know, his power play in that field only. So, yeah, he cornered that market. Well, Epstein, I think he did more shit overall because he wasn't on the spotlight, really.
Yeah.
And like Pugs mentioned that everyone knew about Weinstein in Hollywood. They just didn't want to do it about it because they were afraid.
Mm-hmm. Do you think either one actually, like, physically like held somebody down, because I don't think it went that far. I think they each had their own.
Yeah, I do.
You think like just as in like imposed their will and just made it happen?
Yeah, forcefully raped. They taught them. Absolutely.
I don't know if either one actually did that. I think it was all like the game. Epstein, it was like the massage. And Weinstein was, well, Weinstein just went for it. I mean, he didn't really have a method.
I joke about Dan quite a bit, but if I was going to put him on the level of sexual predator, he'd be Louis C.K.
I don't ask, like, can I may I masturbate in front of you? That's oh man. When he made
silence, when you're on the phone. Are you doing it now?
you know the
he can let go for a second. He's doing,
Louis C.K. had a weird, like, perverted thing, but he did ask. In fairness, it's like, do you mind? I mean, he did ask. Not that that's okay, but yeah, his return, biggest laugh of all time. He should have, like, had the curtains open. And he should have just been sitting there, just like fucking, just going at it. He could have used a prosthetic or something, but can you, like, fucking imagine?
Nah, authentic.
Make it count.
Oh, man. Well, any closing thoughts on Epstein? I mean, at this point now, any other thoughts about what happened and can there be another Epstein-level guy now in the era of Me Too? That's a good closing question.
There will always be these scumbags around the world, dude. That's
always going to be.
Yeah. But that organized?
Did you not learn anything from My Truth about with the two Corys?
Yeah, but again, here's the thing. Like, you go back to a
certain
period.
They're boys, it doesn't count.
No. I'm talking like... you go back to a certain period. People didn't even have a concept of what a child molester was, if you go back.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy, oh, you don't go to the old Willie's house.
Yeah, you stay away from that house and that man.
But
it
you really
understood. Okay.
Yeah. Now in the air, I mean, people have grown up on CSI and Law and Order and all this stuff now. Like, everybody knows, like, what a pervert is. I don't think you could be an Epstein type and have hundreds of different girls that you were working this scheme with without one of them just, I mean, I'm surprised one sooner didn't think, oh, wow. I got to do is, like,
I get the problem now. Because now they'd be on Instagram with their money, like, just jerk some old dude off for $200.
Actually, to your point right there that you mentioned, like I mentioned earlier, you got to adapt, and he didn't adapt. Now with the social media, with the whole IGs thing, everyone loves clout, right? So people will still do things for money, you know, for attention. And yes, they will exploit it, you know what I mean? So it's still a must.
He starts getting all these, like, DMs from, like, these, like, middle school kids. Like I'm really, I have good hands.
Yeah, he's going to be like, yeah, I'm only 13.
Oh, my God. Someone should start the OnlyFans, Only Kids.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
It's safe. That? It's overstreet.
You'll know Epstein's still around when somebody takes, like, the $10 million tier. well, anyways, Pugs, Todd, any other closing thoughts on Epstein?
Let's let Edward go first.
Oh, I want more, man. I want to dig into the story. I want to know his associates. I want to know more about them. And let's go deeper into what activities did he do, you know, exactly. Because I think it was just like a generalized, illustration of who he was. But we didn't really get too much in depth. And why not more people have talked about him, you know what I mean? His victims, survivors and stuff. So there's plenty of stuff to talk about.
What associate would be funniest to see get arrested? Like, would it be Clinton? Or, I mean, God, Prince Andrew's
Tucker.
Dead.
Tucker would be the funniest. yeah. But I'm with Edward here. I would like a deeper dive and more victim testimonials just so I can rub myself to them.
Yes.
Some of the video
Pugs
footage.
Is joking.
Yeah. No, I really would like to know more. Like, this is fucked up. Their story should be told since he can't be here to hear them. But, you know, they can just tarnish. They can just reveal what this piece of shit did to all of them and, you know, let it be on record.
Yeah, unless it's just, again, it just sounds like it's the same story over and over, but
boring. But... another victim of his fucking lotion.
That was kind of creepy when they were showing his place, though. Just like everything's like this massage room. I mean, that was his thing.
You know, they didn't touch on the blue dress painting of Bill Clinton at all. They just added naked children everywhere. Moses, did you... shit.
I don't think I caught that blue dress.
You don't know the blue dress painting? So it's Bill Clinton in the blue dress. He had a big old painting of it in his house.
Oh, wow.
None of you have seen this? This is fucking creepy. All right, we gotta look it up after the show.
All right.
Oh, man.
Clinton's well, maybe I'll throw it up if we can find it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's going to be the show graphic. Oh, man. I don't know, though. I mean, because you figure Clinton, after all those sex scandals, would he have been confident enough to, like, go to actually do shit on the island? You know what I mean? Like, you know he's being watched.
He probably likes being watched. I guarantee you he did it.
Well, I think he was chilling with them before the Monica Lewinsky situation, but definitely after the Paula Jones thing. So
yeah,
he was confident to a certain point.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with him.
Yeah.
He obviously has a type. What's the one that was on WrestleMania? Yeah. That one too. What's her name? One was on WrestleMania 14.
Oh, 14?
You don't remember the Clinton chick, Georgia Flowers, something Flowers?
Oh yeah, Georgia. Fuck, Flowers is.
Did
the
she sing the anthem or something?
No, she was just there in like sexy little skits.
Oh.
Yeah, just doing skits.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Wow. Takes me back.
Oh man, they need. They need like a victim house reality show where you have like all of them. It would working out their shit together. Come on, it would actually be interesting.
I would watch the fuck out of that. Actually, yeah, I hope that's a thing soon. Someone give Dan some money to go make that and have his victims come forward.
You got like Monica Lewinsky on there and. It'd be funny too. They probably like all fight with each other too. It's like, you're a whore. No, you're a whore. Can you imagine if they go like Survivor and like have them do like competition? You have like species victims. It's men versus women. You have like species.
And then, oh my God. They could do it on Epstein's Island.
Oh. And yes, are we just calling it Epstein Island?
Epstein Island.
You're revisiting, and it's like therapy. It's like, you know, I never left the island.
If if you get a bottle of lotion, you can stay. It's like a rose.
Dan calls dibs on being the island's tattoo.
Perfect. Perfect.
Wow, this episode was quite fucked up. I do feel like I have
a fantastic time, unlike his victims.
I have Victim House is like a million. Now I don't know about Victim House, but you can see it, can you not?
I would watch the fuck out of that.
If there it was you go, boom. 2011, this would already be on the air.
All seriousness, if you do it as like a therapy sort of thing, you could make that work.
Yeah, now, but when we review it, we're gonna just turn it into this fucking. We're gonna put it in that blender and shit all over.
I want a VH1 style, like I Love Money, and they're all trying to get the cash prize.
Fuck yeah!
You have like an American Gladiators challenge. They just get like. Just giant, like, fucking clubs.
Apparently you've never seen Loser Money because that's what it was. Just shit like that.
Oh, okay. Losers and have to stay on the island.
And, and then we could have, like, we could have the Spacey victims hooking up with the Epstein victims. God damn it, Dan.
Wow.
Do you see a red dance hurt?
I have the Spacey, Brian Singer, and who else? Like Travolta's and.
That's their team name. They do like the lotion ceremony at Singer's pool.
Oh wait, real quick. Allegedly, I just don't want to. Yeah.
Allegedly. He's been accused of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he did it, but he's been accused of it.
Dan flipped over on a mini massage table, so he gets it.
Except Epstein. He is a rapist, but the others are still allegedly. Well, I think that's all we've got for you guys. Be sure to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Believe it or not, it gets even worse, and there's exclusive and uncensored content on there. All starts at only $1, so we appreciate you supporting us. Also on YouTube, of course, you can see the video version. That'll be nice when the FBI identifies Todd. It'll be really easy. Flesh Wound Radio. Facebook, of course, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Group. Join it and like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page as well. And that's all I've got.
All right. Well, good night.
Thank you for having
me. Twister. Thanks, Edward.
Thanks.
Hope you had fun.
Yes. All right. Let's go get our massages now. Goodbye, guys.